From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
And happy Friday. I'm Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. I'm the producer of this very show and guest host, a 40-year media veteran. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. Well, the Health and Human Services Department is taking a major step toward the ultimate goal of ending taxpayers' forced partnership with the abortion industry. The Trump administration announced today new regulations for the Title X Family Planning Program that reinstates President Ronald Reagan's Protect Life Rule, which protects the integrity of the program by preventing the collation of family planning clinics with abortion clinics. We'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp. She's a White House aide and director of strategic communication here in just a moment. And with yet another high school shooting, this time in Santa Fe High School in Southeast Texas. It's National Police Week, and President Trump is hosting a prison reform summit. Where do we stand with crime in America? Former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack currently is the president and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He'll be here to weigh in. And as we've covered on this program before, the Boy Scouts of America are opening their flagship program to girls and changing the official name to Scouts BSA. It's no wonder this generation is confused over gender roles. There are still places boys can be boys, however, and girls can be girls. Trail Life USA is exploding in growth, a church-based discipleship program that equips men to use outdoor adventure to mentor boys and develop godly leaders. And American Heritage Girls, national character development organization for girls ages 5 to 18 that embraces Christian values. Patty Garibay, founder and executive director of the national character development organization American Heritage Girls. She will be here as we discuss the advantages of single-sex environment during a child's formative years. And of course, all of this great content can be found on TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins, and you can follow me, R. Jones Reports. That's at R. Jones Reports. Well, the Trump administration is got a proposal today to block facilities from receiving federal dollars for family planning if they are housed in the same building with organizations that provide abortions like Planned Parenthood. With us now is Mercedes Schlapp, the White House's Director of Strategic Communication. Mercedes, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I know it's Friday, and you know you've been working hard all week, and you're kind of squeezing us here in at the end of the day. Thanks so much for doing that. This rule, if I understand correctly, will separate abortion centers such as Planned Parenthood from the thousands of clinics that provide Title X services without cutting any funds. Is that right?
That's correct. And just before I start, our thoughts and prayers are with the families in Texas.
Yes,
obviously an unfortunate, an incredibly tragic situation that we're seeing playing out there. But, you know, today the Health and Human Services, they filed a proposed rule over to the Office of Management and Budget where it's under review. And the president today is very pleased with moving in that direction where we're moving back to the Reagan era regulations where we're ending taxpayer subsidies to the abortion industry and really taking Title X into what it should be, the statute where we would prohibit taxpayer dollars to be paid to those organizations that provide abortions and really give those to the community health centers that provide real services to families and to women, including mammograms, cancer screenings, and prenatal services. And one of the big focuses of the president, obviously, is he understands, and as we've mentioned, abortion is not a method for family planning, and keeping these tax dollars away from these organizations is something that obviously we see is critical as we moved into this change in Title X.
And as you can imagine, and as you probably know, Planned Parenthood tweeting like crazy today, kind of unhinged. This is going to block patients from care. This controls women's lives. This withholds information from women. This will increase in unsafe abortions and unintended pregnancies. And it just goes on and on, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they are, they of course are going to go unhinged. They've been defended. They've been given so much money from even the other components that they receive from Medicaid, and this is the impact on them from Title X. While it is just one of the first steps in taking away funds to abortion to those organizations that provide abortion, it really is something that needed to be done. I mean, we saw with President Clinton and President Obama that they made it even worse. They outright prohibited states from defunding or deprioritizing abortion businesses in issuing subgrants with their Title X money. So this is really something that the president has been committed to. He is a fighter. He's a defender of the unborn. He wants to make sure that we are able to draw the line and make it very clear that we are not going to allow for taxpayer dollars to go to abortion organizations. And really, that is just an outright lie coming from Planned Parenthood. As we know, there are about 15,000 community health centers that provide quality health care services to women and families, as opposed to the small number of Planned Parenthood organizations that really what they do is they don't even do the services. They don't do the mammogram services. Mm-hmm. They don't do the cancer screenings. They just refer them out. So we want to provide the real services to these community health centers, give them more funding, and take it out of the hands of those organizations that are focused on being, making their win with abortions. We're done with that. The president's done with that. And that's why today's announcement is incredibly important in the president's commitment to defend the unborn.
Yes, it's a really big step. And FRC President Tony Perkins, he said President Trump's HHS is taking a major step toward the ultimate goal of ending taxpayers' forced partnership with the abortion industry. And President Trump, as Donald Trump, ran as a pro-life candidate, and he's working as a pro-life president. This is just one more evidence of him keeping his promises, isn't it?
Yeah, there's. I was just with the president earlier today, and he was walking through his list of real accomplishments. I mean, expanding the Mexico City policy to prevent global health assistance from being used to fund the international abortion industry. I mean, nominating, now we're up to, we've just confirmed 21 circuit court judges. And as we know, that's a historic. I mean, that is such a wonderful number to know that 1/8 of the circuit court judges are Trump appointees. They are strict constitutionalists. And it's, obviously with his pick of Neil Gorsuch in the Supreme Court. He's also published guidance, HHS guidance when it comes to making sure that they would not have to provide coverage on contraception or mandatory coverage on contraception, and signing a presidential executive order on promoting free speech and religious liberties. I mean, it is a litany of just work that this president has done for Christians and defending our religious liberties, for those individuals of faith, and then also, most importantly, our most precious treasures, that of the unborn, and having mm-hmm. a voice for the unborn. And that's our president. I'm very proud to be working with him and being able to be part of these historic changes that he's making.
And just to change gears a little bit, he's trying to work on immigration, but the left and they just can't help themselves from twisting things around. Mercedes, let's just take a listen here about what President Trump said in regards to MS-13. Let's listen.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them, we release them, we get them again, we bring them out. It's crazy. The dumbest laws, as I said before, the dumbest laws on immigration in the world. So we're going to take care of everyone.
And I think a majority of people know exactly what he was talking about and would agree that the animalistic behavior of people that come in here and pillage and murder our people. And of course, Senator Pelosi, Mercedes, let's listen what she said.
When the president of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people. These are animals. You have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? These are not people. These are animals. The President of the United States. Every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane.
Oh, it drives me insane. Just, don't you think folks are seeing through this?
Oh, I definitely do think so. And it was such a, you know, the media, the liberal media just jumped the gun and just started being critical of the president after he made these comments about MS-13 as if he was referring to all immigrants. And the reality is he said it perfectly well. MS-13 gang members are animals. In fact, in my the way I view it is that they're monsters. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just these MS-13 gang members are the ones who have stabbed the man 100 times, decapitated him, and ripped out his heart. I mean, these are real stories. They would beat and rape women. They are sex traffickers. You know, you go through these stories time and time again that their motto of MS-13 is rape, control, kill. These are exactly the individuals, the animals, the monsters that the president wants to keep out of the United States. While the Democrats push forward a very open borders, soft approach on crime, and I think that that makes it for unsafe communities. And let me tell you something. These MS-13 gang members, not only is it just our communities, it's also immigrant communities as well throughout the country who are threatened and impacted by these MS-13 gang members and the violence that they bring into our country. And that is what the president exactly is what he wants to stop.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think the gig is up. Most people I talk with at your average coffee shop in America and in small towns, rural America, and places where they're working hard to bring home a paycheck to support their family, and they support our men and women in blue, and they support our military. They see the thin veil that is over this, and you know, I don't think they're going to be fooled come the next round of elections.
Well, I do hope so. I do feel that there's something really special and different about this president. One thing, and just spending time with him, is he's very results-oriented. And he's a man of his word, and he really understands that he wants to push things forward quickly to make things life better in America for all Americans. Just even today, the president talked about prison reform, an issue that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is working on, and really trying to find ways so that individuals who have get out of jail and have, you know, been good citizens are able to find jobs and re-enter into society. And so it's, right. It's these different compassionate topics that the president's also focusing in on.
Mercedes Schlapp, thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend, okay? Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too. Mercedes Schlapp, aide in the White House there and Director of Strategic Communication. Honored to have her on. Well, coming up next, it's National Police Week. And as she said, President Trump is hosting a prison reform summit and a shooting in a Texas school. Where are we headed here in America? Crime in America. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be here when we return. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins.
Are you a pastor? Do you know a pastor? We want to invite pastors to Family Research Council's Watchmen on the Wall Pastors Briefing on May 23rd through 25th in Washington, D.C. The theme this year is While It Is Day, Repent, Unite, Engage. Pastors will hear from John Bevere, Michelle Bachman, Josh McDowell, Kay Arthur, Todd Starnes, congressional leaders, and others who will inform, inspire, and equip them to engage on issues relevant to today's culture. They will also enjoy a tour and reception at Museum of the Bible, a spiritual heritage tour of the U.S. Capitol, and networking with other pastors from around the nation. Registration is just $249 for first-time pastors and $299 for pastors who have attended before. FRC has limited funding to cover hotels and meal costs. For more information and to register, call 1-800-225-4008 or visit watchmanpastors.org. That's 1-800-225-4008 or watchmanpastors.org.
Have you ever wondered how your cell phone company is spending your hard-earned money? For years, big money has flowed from big mobile carriers to liberals fighting to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood. With Patriot Mobile, your money will only be used to support conservative organizations like Family Research Council Action. Patriot Mobile is offering unlimited talk, text, and data at better prices than anything you can get from Big Mobile. More importantly, up to 5% of your monthly bill goes specifically to support conservative causes at no additional cost to you. You get the same nationwide coverage with unlimited talk, text, and data for a better price. Right now, unlimited talk and text starts at $20 a month. And as an exclusive FRC Action offer, get a free $50 credit with a 24-month contract when you use promo code FRCA18. To switch, call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. You have probably heard a lot about the LGBT movement on television, in social media, in the news, and from celebrities. But do you know what is true and what is not true? FRC has created a new resource that gives you the facts on LGBT issues to help you navigate challenging topics in human sexuality. To get factual, practical answers on how to respond to the LGBT movement, go to frc.org/LGBT.
Since the 2016 election, faith, family, and freedom are on the move in America. Can values voters keep the momentum going in November? If you're like me, you care a lot about where our culture is headed. Now is the time to stand with our leaders and fight for our values. To join this noble mission, mark your calendar for the Values Voter Summit on September 21st to 23rd in Washington, D.C. Past speakers include Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, Kirk Cameron, Dana Loesch, and Ben Carson. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Well, welcome back to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. It's Friday, and I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Well, President Trump earlier today said that the U.S. can reform prisons and release more inmates without endangering communities. He's hosting a summit on prison reform at the White House with state and federal officials, faith leaders, and others. The president said legislation moving through Congress can help to reduce crime and save tax dollars, which brings up the question, where are we in regards to crime in America? And school resource officers stopped a crime last week, but you heard very little about that. And today we're praying and thoughts and prayers for the people in Santa Fe, Texas, with another school shooting. And of course, we see folks that anti-Second Amendment folks that exploit these situations. Well, with us now is former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack, and currently is the president and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Mack, welcome to Washington Watch.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, I follow what you do, and I follow your work, and you've been a leader in the defense of the Second Amendment, as well as advocacy for tighter border security. You've been in the sheriff's seat before. You've been in a variety of roles that help you get a unique perspective. And what are your thoughts on some of these reform ideas that are coming about? I know you've got some ideas about repeat offenders.
Well, yeah, you know, every time there's a horrible catastrophe at a school or at a concert or any other kind of mass shooting or killing and cowardice from some lunatic thug, people want to blame the guns and think that we're going to be safer if we disarm the American people. Having been in law enforcement 20 years and working around government for about 40 years, the problem with crime has been for the last 60, 70, 80 years, and maybe since we've been a country, the problem with crime is recidivism. And it's never been the gun. It's never been the tool that people use. I mean, we've actually had others, people that have used a truck in the commission of a crime. I don't hear for any truck control. England now is having an outbreak of knife violence. So now they're considering banning certain knives in London, it's just getting too crazy when people want to blame the tool utilized instead of the person and the government problems. I mean, every time you look at this, there's a problem with government, there's a problem with law enforcement leadership, there's a problem with politics, the simple answer seems to be to blame the gun. This is just lunacy, and it just doesn't appear that anybody's taking this seriously when we really need a solution. And the solution would be to look at first what causes crime and why we put people who commit crimes back on the streets. And then we also, the equation that's, I think, very simple, is if you just follow the factual equation, anytime there's a shooting, they try to get somebody with a gun there immediately. And people think that there's some sort of magic, that it must be a peace officer. A lot of people can use a gun and can be trained. Cops are just people that have been trained. So why not train people closer to the students and closer to where these catastrophes have happened and take that seriously, and let's get a gun there to the scene much quicker. Recidivism and making sure that people understand that we are armed and we are prepared to defend ourselves and our children.
Well, you're talking about repeat offenders. I guess about a little over 600,000 inmates are released from prison annually after completing their sentences. But the president said that more than about 33% of federal inmates and more than three-fourths of state inmates are rearrested within 5 years, which speaks to what you were talking about. But part of the prison reform that some are talking about are sentence reductions. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the drug war has to come into play with that, because most people are in prison because of the drug war. And I'm all for addressing legalization and getting people out of prison that shouldn't be there. We also have so many innocent people in there that we've been trying, the CSPOA that I'm in charge of, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, very concerned about the innocent people who are in prison. There's far too many people who have never committed a crime. Right now we have a man by the name of Sam Girard, who is an Amish farmer from Kentucky. He's got a six-year sentence because he made a salve out of chickweed and didn't register with the FDA. That's the kind of nonsense that we've got to address in this country. And there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of those people. Same thing with people who have committed crimes against supposedly the wonderful IRS. And bureaucratic arrests in this country are way out of control. Bureaucratic crimes are way out of control. And we've got to address those. So if we address the innocents in prison and we address recidivism and we address the real problems and look at solutions to getting people out of prison who shouldn't be there in the first place, I mean, I would love to help the president form a commission. And let's review all of the ridiculous arrests from the federal bureaucracies. Right now, we're not a one nation under God. We're one nation under bureaucrats. And so if the president really wants to be serious about draining the swamp and really serious about prison reform, because we do have the highest capita prison population in the world, and it's really because of the drug war. And it's really because bureaucrats arrest far too many people that should not be in prison.
Well, Sheriff Mack, thank you so much. We're up against a break here. Thank you for coming on Washington Watch. Very insightful. We'll have to have you back on again. Appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Well, thank you, too. Appreciate being on, Ron.
All right. Thank you. That was former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack of Arizona. Currently, he's the president and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That guy's got it going on. He has a lot of good information. Well, coming up next, the left has created a rift between sex and gender that promotes gender confusion in our younger generation. There's no wonder our kids are so confused. Well, coming up next, American Heritage Girls' Patty Garibay, founder and executive director. She'll be here to talk about it when we return. You're listening to Washington Watch.
Hello, can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice.
You have probably heard a lot about the LGBT movement on television, in social media, in the news, and from celebrities. But do you know what is true and what is not true? FRC has created a new resource that gives you the facts on LGBT issues to help you navigate challenging topics in human sexuality. To get factual, practical answers on how to respond to the LGBT movement, go to frc.org/LGBT. For years, big money has flowed from big mobile carriers to liberals fighting to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood. With Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill will be used to support conservative organizations like Family Research Council Action. And as an exclusive FRC Action offer, get a free $50 credit with a 24-month contract when you use promo code FRCA18. Call now 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. If you think anti-Semitism is a thing of the past, think again. In the last 3 years, over 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents have occurred on college campuses across the country. This new anti-Semitism is disguised simply as opposition to the State of Israel's policies toward Palestinians. But a closer look at these incidents reveal how Jewish college students are being attacked merely for believing that Israel should exist. For more information on this important issue, visit frc.org/antisemitism.
It's Friday. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, producer of this very show, and guest host for Tony. And it's Friday. You ready for the weekend? Well, this is a topic we've covered before, but want to come at it from a different perspective here today. Over the past several years, both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts have seen drastic decline in membership as they have strayed from their founding principles, Girl Scouts embracing pro-abortion and pro-gay transgender ideologies. And the most recent changes in the Boy Scouts follow years of controversial moves with the Boy Scouts of America, including lifting the ban on Scouts with same-sex attractions and allowing openly homosexual men to be leaders, and even admitting girls here recently who identify as boys to the program. And as we have reported, dropping boys from Boy Scouts. Well, with us now is Patty Garibay. She's founder and executive director of the National Character Development Organization, American Heritage Girls, which is experiencing explosive growth. Patty, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, Russ. It's good to be with you.
Well, good to be with you. We got to meet at National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville a few months ago, and was excited to get you on the program here today. Is it any wonder that our kids face so many confusing messages with what they hear in our culture? And I'm so glad to hear organizations like yours and Trail Life USA are growing.
It is a blessing. I believe when you honor the Lord, He honors your work, and that's what we attribute our success exclusively to. It is because He is in it, and we are glorifying Him by standing for His truths. And that's what AHG is all about. American Heritage Girls is a Christ-centered character development program, and it has really been a blessing to be part of it for the last 23 years.
And isn't there something to be said for segregating out? There's advantages of single-sex environment during a child's formative years. And when I say segregating, I don't mean that ethnicity, but just, it's good to be in an environment where a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a girl, but you've got to acknowledge that there's differences there, don't you?
Absolutely. And this most recent movement with the Boy Scouts, who, by the way, were at one time a partner with American Heritage Girls, before their membership standards changed. To see them admit girls, just to think about, I'm the founder of American Heritage Girls. Consider the founder of Boy Scouts, Lord Baden Powell. He must be rolling in his grave to see the changes that have gone on in the Boy Scouts who have held the charge for so long, far beyond the Girl Scouts. And now to see this, it's really heartbreaking, not just for our youth, but really for our country as well.
And you know, I read an interesting comment here earlier today, a social media comment. And let me take a minute. I'm not going to say who wrote it, but this is what the person said. I became a leader in the Boy Scouts last year and will be resigning this year due to the legal liabilities of being on the front lines of this huge policy change. I will not be held responsible by angry parents, law enforcement, and the justice system for the inevitable violations of civil and criminal law that are about to occur in the name of political correctness and agenda or profit-driven politics. These are juveniles, and the local adult leaders will be the scapegoats when the abuse occurs. Ever been on a campout with a bunch of kids? It's humanely impossible to account for the actions of every child at every moment unless you rule with such overbearing discipline that no fun can be had by anyone. That's an interesting perspective, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And allowing girls in with boys, especially, I couldn't believe what I discovered today, Russ. There is a World Scout Jamboree that is coming up in 2019 for the World Organization of the Scouting Movement, of which BSA is one of the primary and largest members of it. And I was reading about how to be a host for this event, and it says in the host book and guidelines, the use of the host organization must ensure that condoms are readily and easily accessible for all participants and available at a number of locations on the site. All adults must let their participants know of their availability and their location. How would you like to be that leader? They have to say to the boy or the girl, and I guess now that homosexuals are involved too, this is okay. But I'm like, whoa, what's going on with this World Scout Jamboree? Certainly this is far, far away from home. Guess where it's going to be in 2019, Russ? Right in the U.S. of A. at the Summit Bechtel Reserve in Beckley, West Virginia. This is the kind of stuff that's going to be happening, and this is just going to exactly put volunteers at risk, in my opinion.
So tell us about American Heritage Girls. This was something that was laid on your heart, actually, a long time ago, before any of this really got as out of hand as it is.
Absolutely. Well, actually, with the Girl Scouts, it had gone out of hand. In 1993, the Girl Scouts USA had made a decision through the use of their delegates and in the name of tolerance to no longer mandate a girl to make an oath to God. There was an asterisk by the Lord's name. You could put in whatever you believe, or in the case of atheists, nothing at all. So atheists were now permitted in the GS USA. And I started to scratch my head.
Patty, can you hold that thought? We're up against a break, and can you come back with us after the commercial break?
Absolutely.
All right. We're talking with Patty Garibay, founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Don't go away.
Are you a pastor? Do you know a pastor? We want to invite pastors to Family Research Council's Watchmen on the Wall Pastors Briefing on May 23rd through 25th in Washington, D.C. The theme this year is While It Is Day, Repent, Unite, Engage. Pastors will hear from John Bevere, Michelle Bachman, Josh McDowell, Kay Arthur, Todd Starnes, congressional leaders, and others who will inform, inspire, and equip them to engage on issues relevant to today's culture. They will also enjoy a tour and reception at Museum of the Bible, a spiritual heritage tour of the U.S. Capitol, and networking with other pastors from around the nation. Registration is just $249 for first-time pastors and $299 for pastors who have attended before. FRC has limited funding to cover hotels and meal costs. For more information and to register, call 1-800-225-4008 or visit watchmanpastors.org. That's 1-800-225-4008 or watchmanpastors.org.
Since the 2016 election, faith, family, and freedom are on the move in America. Can values voters keep the momentum going in November? If you're like me, you care a lot about where our culture is headed. Now is the time to stand with our leaders and fight for our values. To join this noble mission, mark your calendar for the Values Voters Summit on September 21st to 23rd in Washington, D.C. And join hundreds of Americans who, like you, want a culture in which human life is valued, families flourish, and religious liberty thrives. Past speakers at this conference include Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Paul Ryan, Laura Ingraham, Kirk Cameron, Dana Lash, Ben Carson, Sean Hannity, and Mark Levin. You'll also find plenty of networking opportunities with attendees and organizations that share a Christian worldview on issues like religious liberty, the sanctity of life, natural marriage, and national security. On September 21st to 23rd, stand with Values Voters to restore our great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information. That's valuesvotersummit.org. Hello, can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice.
For years, big money has flowed from big mobile carriers to liberals fighting to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood. With Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill will be used to support conservative organizations like Family Research Council Action. And as an exclusive FRC Action offer, get a free $50 credit with a 24-month contract when you use promo code FRCA18. Call now 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com.
Round and third, heading towards home. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. Good to be here. We're talking with Patty Garibay. She's the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Patty, thanks for holding on. You were right in the middle of telling us when things started going south with the Girl Scouts back in the 90s, God did something and stirred in your heart about American Heritage Girls. Go ahead.
That's right. And so I had a moral dilemma because I was serving the Girl Scouts at that time as a volunteer and had been doing so for 13 years. And I realized that, you know, I could not no longer serve an organization that was not obligated to the Lord. And so he just pricked my heart to do something for my daughter. I had no idea 22, 23 years later that the Lord would have created a ministry around this, because this is something he wanted for the girls for a time such as this. And we have seen amazing results in very happy families, not just helping daughters navigate their way, but even families to come together around a Christ-centered program and have all the fun activities that is the best of scouting, but with that undergirding of a biblical foundation, which really makes it fantastic.
Now, how many chapters do you have now? And imagine you're in every state.
Yes, we're in every state. We have over 50,000 members and over 1,200 what we call charters, which are troops. And what that is a church decides that they would like to have this as part of their youth ministry. They can use it as an outreach to bring families into the church. What church doesn't want that? Or they can just use it to serve their own as an inreach for their congregation. And so for these 1,200 troops are made up of girls ages 5 to 18. It's very family-friendly. There's not individual troops for each age level, but rather one troop that breaks up into unit levels. And then the girls meet biweekly usually. They do a lot of camping, a lot of service, and a lot of growth in the leadership area. And moreover, they learn who they are and whose they are. And that's really what the goal of American Heritage Girls is all about, for girls to understand their identity in Christ.
And they wear uniforms and work for different awards, I would imagine.
That's true. They have badges. They also have what we call level awards. And they also have an honor for how much service that they do. We also have patch programs such as the Respect Life Patch, where the girls are very interested in this, in the pro-life movement, from birth to our natural conception all the way to natural death. They really love those. They're very passionate about different issues such as homelessness and the hungry. And so we'll see girls in American Heritage Girls red, white, and blue uniforms all over the place doing good works and really representing God and Christ in a very real way.
Well, I would imagine you were growing already, but these other challenges with the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, I would imagine you're seeing folks that have just, our parents kind of said enough already. Is that where folks are at?
There's a lot of frustration out there. We're getting calls like crazy. We're getting emails. We're just, it's so hard to be a parent anyway. And then when the youth organizations crumble due to political correctness, they aren't even part of the arrows in a quiver anymore. And so people are seeking Christ-honoring alternatives for their kiddos, and I'm so glad that Trail Life and American Heritage Girls are here for a time such as this.
And, Patty, we've got information about this on TonyPerkins.com, but folks can find information where?
At AmericanHeritageGirls.org, or just Google search American Heritage Girls, and you'll find what you need.
All right. Well, Patty, thank you so much for what you're doing. Bravo. And thank you for taking time to be with us here on Washington Watch and share this very good news story.
And thank you, Russ. And wind on down. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you. God bless. Have a good one. That's Patty Garibay, founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. I love hearing stories like that. We got time to go to the phone lines. Give me a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Friendly Friday. Who's been friendly to you, or what friendly gesture have you done? It's Friday. Let's share some good news. Any thoughts on what we've talked about here today on Washington Watch? You know, we see President Trump that's making good on his campaign promises, a good first step in regards to Health and Human Services and Planned Parenthood. You know, got to talk with Mercedes Schlapp about that today, and President Trump is conducting a prison reform today, and it's amazing what he's able to get done in spite of the left and their resist movements and all of this going on in our country. Have you ever said something and you got frustrated because you know what you said, but folks are like twisting what you said, trying to say you said something that you didn't say and put words in your mouth? You know, that's what President Trump, I believe, is going through every day. But he's circled himself with good leaders. He's got folks that are undoing a lot of Obama era policies. And this is what we're getting to see. So give me a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. 34. Friendly Friday. I like that. Friendly Friday. Tony does Thoughtful Thursdays. Friendly Friday. What good acts have been done that you might want to share? Any thoughts you might have on what's going on here in America? Let's go to Hunter in Lone Star, Texas. Hi, Hunter. Welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, good afternoon. And we're a few hours away from it, but I'll go ahead and say it early. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. You got my number, don't you, Hunter?
Well, you know what? I've heard you say before, Frank. First time I heard you say it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago on the air on a Friday. And I was like, this guy Jewish. And then I thought, well, you know what? Romans chapter 2 says we are all Jews and grafted in by Christ Jesus. So, hey, you know what? It's Shabbat Shalom. So I just was on your call screener. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just I do appreciate embracing our Jewish roots of the Christian faith. You know, that means a lot to me, obviously. And Jesus is going to be coming back, and I don't think he's going to be wearing a three-piece suit and a comb-over. He's going to be wearing a prayer shawl, and, you know, I'm looking forward to that day. And, you know, I do look forward to Fridays as the sun sets and my spirit begins to rest and begin to look forward to that time with the Messiah, that time with Jesus, and the time with family and to break bread with friends.
Right.
So I appreciate that, Hunter. Yeah, go ahead.
And actually, I'm headed towards our congregation right now. As I was telling your call screener, you know, Monday, I got to tell you, I was proud of all of the speakers that spoke at the opening of the embassy in Jerusalem. I went to Israel during the fall feast of 2015, but I literally got chills across my body whenever Netanyahu became, he was just beside himself, and he just stopped in the middle of his speech, and it's like he was just talking to friends, you know, sitting around a campfire. He said, remember this day. He said, remember this day. And I thought to myself, you know, remember this day. You know, yes, it's a historical event, but being in touch with your Hebrew roots, you know that each week we have our weekly Torah readings, and you know what? It absolutely lined up with this past week's Torah reading where it says, I will gather them, you know, I will gather them back unto the land, and that's where they'll dwell, and I will be their God. And to see Donald Trump, you know, he's not a perfect man. I don't think anybody should be under any delusion. He's not a perfect man. He's not the epitome of Christianity, you know, that maybe some people have tried to elevate him to. Having said that, for whatever reason, God chose him to do this. And I find it interesting because it was Bill Clinton that signed this thing into law, and yet he couldn't get it done in his administration. He did. George Bush Jr. didn't do it, and neither did Barack Obama. But Donald Trump did, and I think it sends a very strong message, and it just further ties up our Jewish brothers and sisters, because they need all the support they can get, especially after we see the despicable things that went on even in the U.N. today towards Israel. It's just absolutely abhorrent, but I thank God for it. I want to end on a high note. I thank God for Israel. I thank God that Donald Trump stuck to his guns, because it's paying off.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that, Hunter. Very good insights. And, you know, FRC President Tony Perkins and his appointment this week to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is a big part of what the Family Research Council stands for, and FRC and Tony Perkins, big supporters of Israel, and excited to see where all of that is going to head out. And congratulations to Tony. That's really big news, an exciting new chapter in his life. And, of course, he'll continue his work here at the Family Research Council and on Washington Watch. This is just a new, you know, busy people get things done. Have you ever heard that? Busy people get things done. If you want to see something get done, you ask somebody that's really busy. And I have seen that time and time again. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Let's go to Pete in Bennettsville, South Carolina. Hi, good afternoon, Pete.
Yeah, good afternoon. And you do a great job filling in for Tony. And God bless you for your work. And the God bless the Family Research Council. You guys do wonderful work. And you know, this is going to be kind of a comment here, just an overall praise to you guys. And we got to praise Donald Trump. We got to speak up with joy. I mean, honestly, goodness, it's a joyous time to have Donald Trump. He is doing such a fabulous job. And thank God for Donald Trump. I just have to believe this is God's hand. I really have to believe that. And a little warning on that. Is that, you know what, I think God intervenes when he knows he has to. That's how far down the rabbit hole we are. But what a great couple of weeks we've had, bringing these three Christians home from North Korea, moving the embassy, and getting out of the Iran deal. It is just a stunning turn of events. And, I mean, it's wonderful. And on the Girl Scout, Boy Scout thing, you know, I'll tell you what, I went to an Eagle Scout ceremony just last Saturday, and it was wonderful. But I knew the whole time I was sitting there, they're talking about honor and all this stuff, and I'm thinking, man, I tell you what, I know better than to believe this. I'm sorry, maybe it's true on the local level here with these particular people, but the organization is corrupt. And I think they were infiltrated, not to change them. I think they infiltrated them to destroy the organization. I think that was their end goal. We're going to get in there and corrupt the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts in order to just annihilate them. That's why I think they've been corrupted. That's what I think the master plan there.
Yeah. Get in there. Very good point.
And do some, yeah.
destroyed. Well, Pete, thanks for listening.
They're probably the free market, right? Hey, thanks, Russ. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. It's Pete in Bennettsville, South Carolina. Hey, we got time for a few more calls. Let's get you in here. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. We had a really good lineup here today. Talking about American Heritage Girls and Sheriff Richard Mack. Well, he has a wealth of information just on crime and prison reform, and got to hear from Mercedes Schlapp today on President Trump, who, you know, that big announcement and filing the proposal to block facilities from receiving federal dollars for family planning if they're housed in the same building with organizations that provide abortions like Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is really big stuff that we're seeing in this administration. And, you know, like previous caller said, we do need to keep the president in prayer. We need to keep all of our political leaders in prayer. Anybody in leadership is just held to a higher account. We see that. And, you know, what I've learned in my life, pride comes before the fall. I've seen it over and over and over again. So anytime I get a prideful spirit, I try to keep that at a minimum. If you see prideful spirit in your life, just be careful, because a fall could be around the corner. And I've seen it too many times in my life. And, you know, when I see somebody with a prideful spirit, wow, just watch out. So got to stay in a position of humility and be praying, because, you know, some of our political leaders haven't learned that humility point yet. And so we need to double up on our prayers and make sure that we surround our leaders in prayer. And the enemy knows where to attack. The enemy knows exactly where our weaknesses are, and we'll exploit those and find a way to get in. Let's go to John here in Mississippi, the Magnolia State. Hi, John. Welcome to Washington Watch.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You're in Mississippi. You know the Veterans Memorial is making its way through Mississippi and going to be at the Harley-Davidson dealership in Jackson, Mississippi tomorrow, celebrating the military. So that saw you
well,
from Mississippi.
I would love to go, but that's kind of far for me.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind, John? Real quick, we're about out of time.
Well, I know. I was going to talk about the Scouts. I used to be in the Boy Scouts years
yep.
ago. And I just hate to have their attention.
Yeah.
When I was in, it was a great outfit.
Yep. Well,
but
that's
it. If I don't have their attention anymore, I would shut up. If I had kids, that ain't
yep.
no one's time.
Well, John, thank you. We're out of time. I'm glad we could squeeze you in real quick. And folks, from Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Folks, I'm Russ Jones, been sitting in for Tony Perkins. You've been listening to Washington Watch. And if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, we'll meet right back here on Monday. God bless.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.